You're listening to SBS News.
After more than a decade of increases, power prices are finally set to drop in Australia. The Australian Energy Market Commission, or AEMC, is predicting that by 2022, most Australians will spend an average $97 less on their annual electricity bills. Chris Alexander from Energy Consumers Australia has welcomed the news.
Over the last 10, 15 years in Australia, we've seen power prices go up and up and up. In the last 12 months, 18 months, we've actually seen those prices flatten out for a range of reasons. What today's report says is that prices should actually continue to fall over the next 3 years, and we think that's a good thing.
The reason is simple economics, supply and demand. Tim Nelson is the Executive General Manager, Strategy and Economic Analysis at the Australian Energy Market Commission. He says 5,000 megawatts of new energy is flowing into the market, and that's driving down costs.
5,000 megawatts is quite a lot of supply coming into the market. For comparative purposes, a large coal-fired generator that's in the market today would be around 2,000 megawatts. So it's quite a lot of supply coming in out to that 2022 period.
Some states and territories, however, are set to benefit more than others. Queensland will be the best off. In that state, electricity prices are predicted to drop by 20% by June 2022. New South Wales will see an 8% decline, the ACT 7%. Victoria will see a 5% drop, and that's also the case in Tasmania. In South Australia, 2%, while Western Australia is the only jurisdiction that will see an increase. There, prices are forecast to rise by 6%, mostly due to increased gas costs. While impact on the Northern Territory is unknown, the AEMC says it wasn't given enough information to forecast price changes for that state. The overall national price drop is largely due to increasing supplies of renewable energy generation. Dylan McConnell from the University of Melbourne Climate and Energy College says that's largely due to investment in wind and solar.
We've seen a massive surge in investment in new wind and new large-scale solar projects that have essentially been invested to complete the renewable energy target. And that renewable energy target has now been fulfilled.
But Mr. McConnell says now that the renewable energy target has been achieved, investment in solar and wind is dropping off. He's calling for a new policy to ensure Australia continues to invest in renewables. Alan Lee, SBS News.